Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
On this Sunday morning, I want to invite your attention to the Old Testament book of Psalm, the 121st division, verses 1 through 7. Again, that is Psalm 121. Verses 1 through 7. And today I've selected to read from the King James Version of the Holy Scriptures. And from the King James Version of the Holy Scriptures, Psalm 121, verses 1 through 7, reads this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber or sleep. Verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The word of God to the people of God. After the next selection from First Lady and the musicians, I'd like to talk to you today from the subject, the Lord has been my help and my keeper. The Lord has been my help and my keeper. Amen.
Amen. Another day that the Lord has kept me. It's another day that the Lord, my God, has kept. Lord, it's another day that the Lord has kept me, and I'm so glad that my Lord, he has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord, my God, God has care of me. He has kept me from all evil. Thank you, Lord. But with my mind, it stayed on our Jesus. Lord, it's another day that the Lord has kept me. Will you sing along with me? Another day that our Lord has kept us. Another day that the Lord, He has kept us. Our God has kept us from all evil with our mind. It stayed on our Jesus. For it's another day that the Lord has kept me. And as the mothers would say, because they know how good God has been to us and how He delivered us when we needed Him and how He blessed us when we needed him. They would say, I'm so glad that our God, He has kept me. I'm so glad that our Lord, He has kept me. Sleeping last night, He has kept me from all evil. With my mind, it's been stayed on Jesus. It's been another day that our Lord, He has kept me. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad about it. Thank you, Jesus. Another day.
Amen. The Lord has been my help and my keeper. My brothers and my sisters, on this second Sunday in June, I celebrate 31 years of ministry here at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church. Usually, I have a guest preacher deliver the Word of God in order to be encouraged and strengthened in the pastoral ministry and also in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. With the coronavirus pandemic alive and growing in our state, I made the decision not to bring anybody in to share the gospel with us as a church family on this anniversary Sunday. But I decided to say a word for the Lord for myself. After 31 years of pastoral ministry here at New Providence, I think that I have something to say about the goodness of the Lord. For I never would have survived and thrived in ministry for some 31 years unless the Lord had not been my help. So today, on my 31st pastoral anniversary, I want to affirm to you that I surely recognize that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, that I would have not made it this far. My testimony that I want to declare to you today is the Lord has been my help and my keeper. The 121st Psalm is known as a psalm of ascent or degrees. As Jewish pilgrims made their way up Mount Zion to worship in the temple, they would sing this psalm as they journeyed up the Temple Mount. You see, to get to the temple for worship, they had to climb a hill in which the temple was situated. That is why the writer of this psalm begins the psalm by saying, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. The psalmist knew that if he could just make it up to the temple on Mount Zion, that his life could get better. And my brothers and sisters, for 31 years, I have climbed into the pulpit of New Providence Missionary Baptist Church because I knew that somebody's life needed to get better. If your lives didn't need to get any better, I know that mine did. So I would press my way up to New Providence Baptist Church to make my life and your life better. And I don't care about all of the negative things said about the church in these days. To me, the church is the only place still where you can find the peace of God that can sustain you when the storms of life are raging. I don't know about you, but I thank God that the church is still alive and moving, even in the midst of a pandemic called coronavirus, and also in the midst of blatant racism. In church, I get a message of hope that things are not always going to be the way that they are. In church, I can get a new lease on life. The psalmist did not only want to make it to the temple or to the church, if you will, but he also wanted to have a divine encounter with the God who was above the temple. The psalmist said in verses 1 and 2 of the text, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He continues and says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The psalmist clearly identifies his reasons for going to the temple. He recognizes that the Lord has been his help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I can join the psalmist in his words of affirmation. For 31 years, the Lord has been my help here at New Providence. I know that it wasn't because of my smarts or my own ingenuity or my own human power that helped me to survive 31 years, but it was nobody but the Lord. How did the Lord help you, Pastor Wood? I'm glad you asked that. He helped me by not allowing me to give up and quit when things didn't go my way. He helped me by sustaining his love in my heart for the good and even the bad members of the congregation. He helped me to teach and to preach healing and deliverance to his people. He helped me to recover the times that I had gotten sick myself. He helped me by sending ministerial associates who could stand in my place and clearly communicate the message of the gospel. He helped me by sending people into the ministry to help me accomplish the work that he has assigned to me and also to this church. I know that the Lord has been my help. And New Providence Baptist Church, over the last 31 years, I can confidently say that the Lord has been our help. Just look at some of the things that the Lord has done for us over the past 31 years. He helped us to pay off our mortgage. He helped us to buy vehicles for transportation. He helped us to update our media equipment so that we can live stream and be on other media platforms. He helped us to secure our facilities by purchasing a state-of-the-art security system. He helped us to continue the support, the General Baptist State Convention, the Wake Missionary Baptist Association, Lot Carey Foreign Mission Convention, and our own local Fuquay Varina Ministerial Alliance. He helped us to fund a food bank as well as other ministries here in this church. And he has helped us to take care of the membership of New Providence when they are hospitalized and need some relief. Those of you who are watching me this morning, just know that the Lord has been our help. Well, lest I keep you too long this morning, the psalmist tells us that he will lift his eyes unto the hills from whence cometh his help. He says, my help cometh from the Lord. And let me say right here that there are some of us who are watching this morning who can testify that I would not be where I am today if the Lord was not my help. Am I right about it? In the Hebrew language, verses 1 and 2 are not three separate statements. Actually, in Hebrew, verse 2 is a question. Verse 1 tells us that the psalmist declares that he will lift up his eyes unto the hills from whence cometh his help. Verse 2 in the Hebrew asks a question in response to verse 1. Verse 2 actually in the Hebrew says, where does my help come from? And the psalmist quickly answers the question himself by stating in verse 3 that my help comes from the Lord. And I want you to know today, if I would ask you, where does your help come from? Will you dogmatically decree that my help comes from the Lord? The psalmist then goes on to say that the Lord will not suffer his foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The psalmist says, not only is the Lord my help, but he is my keeper. Aren't you glad to know that the Lord is not only your helper, but that the Lord is also your keeper? I don't know about you, but I know that it was the Lord who has kept me alive, fully functioning, yet on the planet Earth. It was the Lord that kept me safe. In my beginning years of ministry, driving from Sanford to Fuquay, even after a full day's work. I know that it was the Lord who kept me strong enough to provide for my family and the needs of the entire church family. I know that it was the Lord who kept me in my right mind, even though life ushered some chaos my way. And check this out. It wasn't always life that caused chaos for me. I created some of the chaos on my own. I made some bad choices and some bad decisions, which could have wrecked my testimony. But God, can you say, but God? But God kept me from the ruin that I potentially brought into my own life. And don't you listen and look at me too hard this morning, because I am not the only one that the Lord has kept from personal disaster. Am I right about it? You know as well as I do that if the Lord would not have kept some things undercover for us, that our lives would not be where they are today. The psalmist said that the Lord was his keeper. He said that the Lord did not suffer his foot to be moved. In other words, the Lord provided stability in his life. As the psalmist climbed the hill to the Temple Mount, he recognized that he could lose his footing along the way. And brothers and sisters, I will be the first to admit that over the last 31 years, there have been times that I suffered with instability. There have been times when I did not know which way to go and which way to turn. I've had some slip-ups along the way. Guess what? You've too. But I thank God that during the times my feet were slipping, that God came and undergirded me until I was able to again regain my stability. I know that right now, many of us are facing instability in our lives. Instability on our jobs. Instability in our homes. Instability in our relationships. Instability in our ability to pay our bills, instability in our government, especially in the White House, and the instability of being black in America. But I'm here to testify to you that with all of the ills that are in our world, that the Lord can keep you sane and safe. Come on now. You know that you would have lost your mind a long time ago if the Lord had not been your help and your keeper. Listen to me good. The reason that after 31 years of ups and downs that I can keep on smiling is because the Lord has helped me and the Lord has kept me. This joy that I have, I'm here to tell you that the world didn't give it to me. And because the Lord gave me the joy that I have in my soul, I've determined and I've made a decision that I'm not going to allow the world to take away from me the joy that the Lord has given me. So, on this anniversary Sunday, I want to simply give God all the praise and all the glory for being my help and my keeper. And let me just confirm to you that God's been so good to me that I, even after 31 years, I am not tired yet. I'm going to run on because I know what the end is going to be. What's the end, Pastor? I can tell you. Victory. Victory shall be mine. Why? Because the Lord is my help and my keeper. Father, I thank you for over these last 31 years for being not only my help and my keeper, but being our help as a church and our keeper. You have been so good and so faithful to us. And so even right now, I just want to, on this anniversary Sunday, just give you all the glory and give you all the praise for how you have helped us to be about ministry here at New Providence for 31 years. Now, God, you still have me here, so there's still some work that I must do. Help me to be faithful to the work that you have called me to. Help me to continue to say yes to your will and to your way. I publicly surrender again my life to you, that you would get all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for blessing us here at New Providence with sustained ministry. You have been my help and my keeper, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. And be blessed.